So welcome back to this third part of January 7th, 2023. We'll just take a moment here to sit quietly and put your hands on your heart and go inside. And think of three things for which you are grateful. And what Eleanor and I decided now for this next part is to have me lead you on a journey into this sacred forest we've spent so much time in over the classes, the times together. And I just want to remind you, for some who may not be quite certain, why do we take these journeys into the forest? Because when we imagine, if we were to do a meditation like you'd normally think, that's where you clear your mind. In this, we're not clearing our mind, we're engaging our mind to imagine what would that look like when together we would create this magical place in nature, in the forest. And when we do this, the reason that it's for me a really important part of this sharing of Tea Touch is the fact that when we imagine, we are activating that right side of our brain. And I want us to give thanks for that opportunity. The fact that every time we imagine this 1 1/4 circle on our chest, and we put our hands and we feel our chest, we're activating the feelings, the feeling of connecting with ourselves, with our hearts, and recognize, remember, it's been shown by Heart Math Institute that the heart has more intelligence than our brain. And however, we humans are very used to thinking of our brain as being the source of our knowledge. And when we just imagine, this 1 1/4 circles, that activates that whole beautiful side of our logic. And the fact that we have a method, very specific, that method activates that whole beautiful side. And it's the dance, the weaving that we are doing when we journey together into this imaginary forest. And that, just think of it. I want you to think, as we go into this new year together, 2023 together, that every time we do this imagining journey into the forest, we are activating, supporting, developing our feelings, our creativity, our compassion for ourselves, our love and appreciation and the compassion for ourselves, besides, of course, all that is, and developing our intuition, trusting that the journey that we're going to go on together, we can remember, bring back together again our memory of who we are, way beyond this physical body, that we go back to this connection that you see behind me, and this connection to the stars. It's a whole other conversation that I'm going to share with you in the next selection of Tuesdays, because we do all come from the stars. Divine is in the entire universe. So, what I'm going to invite us to do now is I want you to keep your, for those of you who feel comfortable using pen and paper, as you discover something that I'm going to suggest lead you in the forest, you might want to jot down some things if you feel like it. For those of you who just want to be here, don't even worry about what you're going to be able to share with us. Don't worry about it. Just know that us doing this journey together is making a difference on the whole planet as we connect in this way with nature and with the forest. So I'm going to give you this time three ways of getting to our magical forest. One way is, for those of you who want, I want you just right now, get comfortable and think about, okay, imagine what would you like a carpet to look like that you want to sit on to journey to the forest. Some of you would really, it's really comfortable. And some of you, I would like to, maybe you've never flown on a Pegasus, on this magical flying horse. It's really simple if you decide you want to do that. And you can make your decision just right now. And I'm going to, for those who are weaving your carpet, just start imagining the colors. Feel, imagine you can feel the fabrics that you're going to create. And smell them, you know. And what do you want to hear on this carpet? Now, I want you to do the same thing for those who choose the horse, the flying horse. But before I give you those details, some of you may just want to, you already know how to shapeshift. We've already been there today. You just imagine you're there. We don't need all of this. It's just fun to, and so childlike and joyful to imagine either this carpet where you can bring all your animals on or not. Just be there yourself. So some of you just shapeshift and go into the forest and wait for us till we get there. And then I'm going to guide you what we're going to focus on today. As soon as we get you there, on those of you who want to fly on the horse. So I'm going to call in now the horses of all different colors and beautiful shimmering wings. And imagine that you just step onto this horse's back, and you can bring all of your animals. The small ones can sit on the back of the horse, and the other ones, I want you to just to, like create these carpets, depending upon how many animals you have, and they're going to be there flying with you. You can give also some of them just wings and or whatever you fantasize. You might have something different. So step onto your carpet, step onto your horses, slide on, and just let's breathe in together, just expanding our whole body now. Start with the nose and fill out everything, all your ribs, your front, your back, your belly, your back. Now, nice deep breath, and then smile. And hey, this is going to be a real fun journey we're taking together. And then gently blow out through your lips. And let's do a few little jumps. And okay. Now, just like that, we take our journey, we go down, settle down into the forest. Some are already waiting there for us. We're gathered in a circle now, And I'm going to have you come all together on one side of the pond this time and just join hands in your imagination. And just imagine who you're next to and just squeeze that imaginary hand. What a gift to have this group of people sharing this together. Now call in all around you, all of the animals. And this time, I want you to, and I'm sure some of you have already done this, just look up and imagine we have this shimmering, beautiful circle above us of angels. And we have all these different animals with the angels of the animals. Depending on their size, it's going to be dependent, maybe, on the size of your animal. And now, just under them, I'm going to have us call in the Council of Animals. I have not done this with you all before. But this ancient 600-year-old Morton Bay fig tree, remember, wants us to honor all animals. And you call every imaginable animal in this circle above us, underneath the angels. Or you can do it the other way if you want. And just breathe in and look around. Imagine just what are a couple of the animals that you actually see in this circle. They're always there for those of us who love animals. And just breathe in. Reach down and touch your imaginary animals. And now joining us are some of the families who really want to be here with us. They may be in the physical. They may have already crossed over and want to be here with us. Greet them. Chanel, I see your mother. And now, what we're going to do for this start into the new year is take the words of Abraham and Esther Hicks that I heard last month in this afternoon that inspired me. And that is, instead of thinking, what should I do in this year? How could I improve myself? And that is like, wait a minute. What does my heart desire that will support my well-being? What is it? And it may only be a feeling. And it may be some words that come to you. It might be very specific. And it might just be a feeling. So I'm going to now ask you all to come out of the circle. Just turn and go in out into the forest. Now, as we do this, I want you to look around and acknowledge all of the butterflies and the beings of the fairy kingdom and the bees and all of the beings and all of the, I'd like you to just imagine now for a moment, let's take a moment and acknowledge the communication between the trees that is going on underground. The beautiful connection of the mother trees who are reaching out all into the forest to support other trees. And let's feel the wind. And just like whatever, and bring in a perfect temperature for you. knowing we are creating this other world. We are creating our reality. And now take someone with you into the forest, or you can sit by the pond if you wish. You don't have to go into the forest. Go wherever you are going to feel supportive. And know it's your heart's desire. Whoever you call to sit and be with you will be there. And simply walk in this world and ask yourself, what do I desire in this coming year? And feel it. Some of you will want to give yourself a hug, like I am doing right now to myself. And walk with gratitude in your heart for every step you feel on Mother Earth. And for those of you who don't feel so, able to feel really good at this moment, walking, just imagine, if you could, how would you like to get around, like in a magical way, if walking isn't quite so comfortable? Let's go into this imaginary world where we create everything we need to support us in the heart from a place of love. And I'm going to just be with you, imagining all of us walking or sitting wherever we are in this amazing universe we are creating, this spot we are creating. So we can just feel, what do we desire for this coming year to support me? And if you forget for a moment what you're doing, go back to imagine feeling your footfall in the forest. Feel your heart, feel your body. Breathe, smile. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes, and know that we shape-shift time. That 3 minutes can be any amount of time you want. And remember, if you're not quite sure what to do, you can just lie down in the forest and feel the breath of Mother Earth. What do you desire for your highest support? And now I'm going to ask you, wherever you are in this sacred space, to do something playful, something that will feel good to you, something that, wow, you feel a sense of freedom. Again, it can be however you want. You can call in one of us in the group to run with you, to play with you. One of your animals or more. Of course, your angels. And any other beings. You may be speaking directly to divine source. And now I'm going to call you from this reality to come back into the center of our forest around the artesian water that's coming out, feels surrounded by the trees. And just imagine that you give thanks to all the beings, the wind, the water, the trees, all of these beings. Take a nice deep breath, smile. And you can stay in the forest with a part of you if you've practiced this. And I'm going to ask you now all to come back. Come back to your place in your home and get ready to come back on the screen. And I'm going to bring us back in the logical side of the brain. I'm going to count from 3 down to 1. And when I count the 1, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and smile. And open your eyes. So the 3, I'm just moving my body some in my chair. 2, a song is in my heart, on my lips, almost coming out. And 1. And welcome back. Hi, Eleanor. Hi, everybody.
Thank you, Linda.
This is a reality that takes practice. Sometimes in the beginning, you think, how can I do this? Yeah. So what I'd like us to do is share again in our groups. And Eleanor, this case, would you like to do what you did before?
And I can. And let's keep in mind, it's 15 minutes before the hour, it's 15 minutes before the end. Yeah. What we could do a little sharing, I would say, in the
group. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought we had a whole other hour. Oh, my gosh. My time. I'm really low. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So.
Oh, yes. This is beautiful.
We won't go this time. Yeah. I would just like you to. Whoever wants to share, and we'll all, I will enjoy your sharing. Have fun. can't believe I totally lost time.
You know, it's nice sometimes to first of all, you took us into a place where we're so nonverbal, right? So I think everyone is enjoying this kind of resonance of not absolute, but incredible quietness in the brain that is a gift that we rarely get, that is a gift that creates the healing in the cells in our brain and, as you said, in our heart. Because first, as we were made, we were a beating system before we were a brain. So there is this connection that this going deep into the forest, being there with each other, this is a good place to be. So maybe if people want to just put out one word that it means for them versus whole sentences, so that they still stay in that resonance and take it with them the whole day. I know my word would be peacefulness.
Mine is harmony. Mm-hmm.
Awareness.
Calmness.
Mm-hmm. Flowing manes.
Say that again.
Sorry, but flowing manes. Horse manes. Hair. Mm-hmm. In the wind.
Connection.
Sound asleep. Oh. It's past my bedtime and I'm just, wow, deeply asleep.
Mm-hmm. Quietness. Mm.
Mm. Soft.
Belonging.
Hmm.
Fun.
Connection.
Allowing.
Gratitude.
Positive.
Megan, do you have one word that comes for you from this?
Soft. Listen. Listen.
Anna, did you give a word? Did you give a word? Share a word? Okay. And Valentina, I don't remember. Did you give a word? I meant a sound. I love how her screen is there. Jewel, did you? You did, okay. Yes, in the beginning, got it. So our question to you is, what would you like to see us continue or do more of or do in addition to in this new year?
Breakout rooms.
Those are fun.
Body system exploration.
Ooh.
And I have a great gift that came to me from Christmas, totally unexpected. And that is over a year ago, I did 2 days of professional film shooting of T-Touch. And one of the things we did for over an hour is that I did T-Touch on Sarah Jeremiah with various T-Touches, asking her to share, does she want more pressure or less or slower or faster? And giving the feelings and from the various touches in her body. And my intention on Tuesdays is to just share the pieces of that as we go along. So we go deeper into that, because when we don't have an opportunity to work in person, work on each other, we don't have that. And our intention is that it will inspire you to take some of these touches and work on a family member or really share parts of this for those of you who work with people professionally. And of course, just to get this habit of this feedback, it's what is completely different to me, because I work on role at least 4 times a week in the morning before he gets out of bed. And the thing that makes a difference for me and for him, to keep him more present, is to ask him to give me a number on the pressure and the tempo and the feeling and the hand part or the animal name that I'm using. And that keeps him engaged, and he is responsible then. And it keeps me interested, because I don't know. It means what is right for him. So I'm mm-hmm. hoping that this will be inspiring to you and give you new information.
You know, Linda, I love what you said regarding this with Roland, because with Roland, it's Parkinson's. With someone else, it's another aging thing. When it comes to memory loss, I really, really, really believe, because memory loss can affect us in many different ways, a minor way, a more moderate way, a more major way. But the thing is when we are including the touch constantly on self or the other, depending what we have, and we're asking for feedback, that engagement is keeping us connected to ourself. And the thing that happens with loss of the high functioning of the nervous system is the most important thing is keeping us engaged. And so it's a beautiful thing to consider this in. So as Linda is describing what she's doing with Roland, you can think of this in terms of yourself or with a loved one, because, you know, none of us come through the world unscathed, right? And, you know, we become forgetful, or we become not as mindful, or it's even a sensation in the body. Some people swing their arm constantly and smack it into the door or the leg or something. And there's some, those things happen. And I have no doubt, it is clearly obvious that this kind of work, this way of touching, the circle and a quarter, these Python lifts, all these touches, and that we talk about them in terms of the anatomy of what it does, or all of that, or the systems, how they're related, how this helps us in the aging process dramatically. And keep in mind, young people I see are aging faster than people from years and years and years ago. So there was a time of a peak, but now the younger people, it's just, there's TMI going on in their nervous system from all their electronics around them. They're always on. So notice what you felt like when Linda took us through the forest. Did we skedaddle out of it? Did we find ourselves thinking of something else and then we come back in it? And how is that different, Linda? You might even want to say, how is going through the forest different than a meditation? Right?
And what I would say is in the normal meditation, the concept is to really quiet your mind and just stay present. And the interesting thing is with this concept of engaging, having to stay present, feeling the ground, listening, smelling, thinking, touching, hearing, that engages all parts of us. And it's different from a meditation. So it's something that engages us in a very different way. Marnie, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I thought what you said about the feedback that we're not getting because we're not in person, it wouldn't work for everybody, but some of us, and I probably shouldn't say us, could bring a family member or a friend on screen and do that and get feedback from both people. I mean, that would be amazing.
How many would like to do that? Raise your hand. Let's see how many could do it. And those of you who aren't in a position where you could do it, you will really learn from the feedback of the person who's with that other person. So it's not easy for everyone to have that other person to be there.
Mm-hmm. Teresa.
I would like to say about meditation and this way to feel our brain, as I would say, as Linda said, I always have problems with meditation to empty. I am more concentrated. I have to empty and it doesn't work. And this way to say, take it, come with all the senses, it's for me a wonderful way to be a part of it. I would say, the first time. And this for me is really for this year a nice thing to take with me. Thank you.
Beautiful. And one thing to think about is for me, the tea touch is like a meditation because when you focus on the quality of the movement, the pressure and the tempo, I have to stay really present. And it's a different way of being in the planet. It's all really valuable, but I'm like you, Teresa. I've tried various forms of meditation. And for me, being in the meditative moment, really paying attention to that 1 1/4 circle and breathing with it, and completely emptying my head. So there's nothing else except that right here. And the idea that we are seeing the beauty, that we're holding the knowledge of the brilliance of the body, thanks to Sir Charles Sherrington, and this concept that every cell knows its function in the body. That to me is taking us into another world. And that's what I find is really valuable, to recognize we have this one reality, but there are other realities. when we can shift between them and know that it's all at the same time. This is one thing, one life that we're aware of here. Hmm. So I might just pop in from time to time on Tuesday some of the other being I am and share it, because it may inspire some of you to validate other feelings that you have. And I want to end with, Eleanor, what you and I shared before, when I read this, what I was going to, the two things. Remember when you talked about your mom?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share this part because it's one of my books, which is The Teachings of Archangel Michael. I want to remind you of this statement, that treat each and every day and each and every moment of your life as if you are in the company of angels. Because we are. And I will add to that the fairy kingdoms, because it's a whole other part that we need to acknowledge to be whole. And Eleanor, if you could just share that, what you said about your mother, and then I'm going to finish with this tree speak, this message from the I got in the tree about love is the glue.
So interesting, as Linda and I are always preparing our classes, the universe has a flow, and we find we just drop into the flow, and it's always seeming to be the same kind of flow. And just last night, I'm just lying around and I had my phone in front of me, and up came a memory from 2 years ago while my mother was still alive, and I was interviewing my mom, and it was in January. And it was at the time when things were quite awry in the country. And I asked my mother, you know, what do you think, you know, about happiness? What do you what is the definition of happiness? And what do you think, you know, does that entail in people? And having the right to be who you are and no one to tell you what to do, how to be, except within certain parameters. And she says, oh, Elinor, humans, we're like animals. If we were really in touch with our part in the animal, we would notice that all around us are these others that are from here. And then I said, like what? She goes, you know, like angels. They're always here for all of us. It's just we need to recognize that. And when we recognize that, we can always find the happiness, because they're always here with us. And then Linda, this morning when we met, starts bringing it up. And I just like, wow. It's like, so I felt like my mom came to visit me to remind me. And then Linda brought it up early this morning before class. And I went, yeah, like, there you go. And there's the flow, you know, because, and she says, and don't worry, even when you're not here in the body, there's still the angels that communicate that. And so that video that popped up on my phone, poof, and then Linda bringing it up this morning, and then the reading what she wants to read to you, it's all part of it. And that's when we say, wow, thank you to all that is.
So this is on a walkabout that I was in Australia in the 80s. I was, I'll just read you this. It's sitting deep in the beloved rainforest of Dr. Helen Caldicott. Open journal posed precariously upon my lap, awaiting wisdom from the ancient tree upon whose limb I was balanced. Dusk hovered nearby as lusty bullfrogs gave full voice to the orchestra of cicadas, and a variety of unidentified plops and girdles arose from the pond above which I was perched. I was in this huge tree with these big limbs sitting out over this pond. While the last vestiges of evening light illuminated my page, the voice of the tree began to flow through my pen. And the tree said, as you sit lightly upon my outstretched limb, it is like sitting in the cradle of civilization from which you came. So long ago, your soul started its journey on the physical plane many times to come back for lessons, experiences, and the making and releasing of karmic debts. In this soul group, which I believe this is, you finally found your original family gathering together, as you all agreed, to uplift the energies on this lovely planet. Many of you have been networkers, weaving the web of light upon and around this precious planet, fully trusting your inner voice and gently guiding whispers of wisdom dropped on your path, often as scarce as Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, but just enough to hone your skills for inner listening. A shift has occurred as more and more of you come together, having given your will to divine source and recognizing your oneness with all that is. The matrix from which you come is shifting to form a new vibrational rate, a new pattern of molecular structure. As joy and unconditional love awaken in your memories, this pattern, this shift will begin to spread through the human community as bees pollinate flowers. Each positive thought, each gesture of love, each smile of appreciation of your own species and of the other kingdoms strengthens the web of light and currents of information buried long upon this planet. Atlanta, arise, Lemurian. It's time to awaken, and love is the glue to heal the wounds, to close the rift, to rebalance the planet, to make the shift to the knowing you've carried into each new birth, that right here now is heaven on earth. And heaven on earth, it comes time and time again to me from the messages I get from the trees, the stones, the earth, the wind. It just means when we recognize that we are connected with all that is, and that we give our will to divine source and to doing the best we can to bring good on the planet. Blessings on you all. It's such a treasure to know we go into this new year. And Eleanor, all those times together thinking, feeling, what should we bring? And thank you for being a part of this creation of another reality for us all coming into 2023.
Grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Bless you, everyone. See you all next month, the month of love and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Eleanor, thank you for the tip of my fingers.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Beautiful.